Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, you guys. Hallelujah. Michael Basham here, popping in for a late night Spirit Wars chat. It is close to the 11:59 hour. We are going into the final fight. It is almost upon you. Great and powerful world leaders are giving speeches, are laying down the red line. Putin, his speech was largely scrubbed from the media, and there was a cyber attack to keep his speech from getting out there at all. Gave a very good and a very coherent talk on the nature of what we're going through right now. And now China is about to also go and talk about what's the situation. And meanwhile, we have really zombies leading the West. People that have also been bought out by China, ironically. Not even coherent. Not even able to like finish sentences. Not able to even talk. George Soros. Kamala Harris.
Joe Biden.
And when you listen to Putin, it's like an actual coherent speech. It's like somebody that's actually sober, somebody that is not on death's door talking to you. I don't know what to say. I don't want to get into the speech itself too much. We need to all... I posted it to my Telegram. But essentially he says a few quotes here. The Western rulers' claim of peace, as we can see, was a hoax. The West increasingly encouraged the Ukrainian regime, which I might add is a false government installed by the West. A coup took place about 6 or 7 years ago to turn Ukraine into a puppet state of the West and to start all these illegal wars with Russia to create a distraction from the fact that all the lockdowns and all the forced injections and the mask policies. Remember, wear your mask over your nose on the airplanes and in the stores. Well, we're not talking about that anymore. We forgot about that. Now it's, we support Ukraine. Ooh, Putin bad. The West increasingly encouraged the Ukrainian regime to carry out terrorist actions to Donbass. The U.S. deployed bases near the borders with Russia. They prepared Ukraine, enslaved by them, for a big war. They admit it openly. This is a speech that was literally scrubbed from the media, not being reported, and even a cyber attack took out the actual speech itself in Russia. So we are in a war against the truth. So if you speak the truth, you are one of the InfoWar people. And also, I should say, the spirit war. We defend, Putin says, not only our positions. In the modern world, there should be no division into civilized countries and all the rest. We were ready for a constructive dialogue with the West, but in response, they received a hypocritical reaction, the expansion of NATO missile defense systems, the deployment of military contingents. Neither side has hundreds of military bases around the world like the US does. The whole planet is covered. In December of 2021, we sent the West a security guarantee agreement, but all positions were refused. The incoming information said that by February, everything was ready for another punitive action in the Donbass, against which Kiev threw all artillery, planes, and tanks. They started the war, and we use force to stop it. Doesn't that remind you of Rambo? They drew first blood. This war against Russia. This war against Russia. The war is against Russia. It's a war that is to take out Russia, to basically decimate. Russians know that they are in a war. Many of them are fleeing. Yes, Russia has to carry out very extreme measures, but they understand that it is an existential crisis, that the West, hijacked by the evil forces, they want to destroy Russia completely. Why is Russia so threatening? Because Russia is, as Kamala Harris said, a big country. Russia is a big country. Well, the New World Order and the evil white guys, you could say, the old evil white guys, the billionaires, millionaires, billionaires that control the West, they are threatened by a giant Russia that is not controlled by them, that scooted out of their control in the early 90s when the Soviet Union collapsed. And they know that this hegemony of power in the West wants to destroy Russia completely now. And that's why Ukraine, that's why over the last couple decades, there has been this move to get Russia to scoot into a nuclear war. They want to nuke Russia. They want to bomb and destroy Russia. And Russia knows this. And the Russians are a beautiful people. They love families. They love they defend Putin gives speeches later on in the speech. I haven't edited very well, so I haven't found the exact quotes, but basically he says that a family is between a man and a woman, and the Bible says this, and other religions also defend just a man and a woman, that equals family. 2 + 2 = 4. And we live in total anarchy, in total maelstrom of not just brain gay frogs, but mental degeneration through maybe vaccines, but also through the media and through the weaponized AI. I don't know, but people in this country are crazy. I live in America and I feel like I'm crazy being around crazy people. Like, I only take jobs where I'm not around people most of the time because people are so crazy. So I can actually tune into True News, InfoWars, Hagman Report, other podcasts, and people that are actually, they've got their heads screwed on straight because people are so insane. Even in my own family, I'm just, I deal with comedians and people that like to talk about their careers and their life and little tidbits of truth, but we are all in this war against the truth. And hopefully we are joining the side for the truth. Jesus Christ, the light, the way, the cross of Christ into the Father, into heaven, into God, into the society of heaven, the culture of heaven, minus or versus garbage thinking. Descent into chaos, descent into total anarchy and mind warp. It may be the vaccines, it may be the AI, it may be that we're all inundated and we're all dying under this shelling of just bombardments of the enemy, trains being derailed, hazmat troops being deployed constantly, mushroom clouds of mustard gas and toxic chemicals into the arteries of America, into the waterways, poisoning the breadbasket of America. And we don't talk about it. America has been hijacked. It has been completely hijacked. And the rest of the world knows this. But much of the world has been taken over by American bases, American, well, not American like as in George Washington America, not constitutional America, but really the CIA and these various groups that have taken over so many areas of the planet, and it's become such a sick cancer. What comes to mind is during my legal battles in Taiwan, going to a lawyer, which after I went to the CIA-controlled Taiwan embassy, also known as the AIT, America in Taiwan Institute, I cried in front of several agents, nicely dressed people and very smartly dressed people and very intelligent looking people. And I said, look, I'm in an actual kidnapping crime scene in my life and I have no idea what to do. What do I do? And I told them the whole story and I just wept in front of them. And they were nice. I mean, they tried to help, but all they gave me was a list of lawyers. So I went to the first lawyer on the list. And he lived across the street in a dingy, smarmy, mold-infested apartment. And he said he would charge me like $300 for 30 minutes, but he gave me a discount. Okay, just $100. Okay, great. This weird elderly man with kind of hair covering his bald spot and just like literally out of a comic book, like,
yes, I see you have a good case. Yes,
as he looked over my legal papers.
Yes, but it's going to be expensive. Yeah.
And I looked out the window. It was raining heavily. Taiwan is a subtropical area and very rainy. And that night it was raining heavily. And sitting there and thinking, do I want this man to defend the Basham family's first great-granddaughter of Don Basham? Is this the guy? Is he the champion? Is he the hero in his legal firm? And this is the guy that the CIA in Taiwan, I should call it, the AIT, American Institute in Taiwan. Is this the man I should go into debt to pay for legal bills to just fight out and punch out all the weird, evil, pedophile, kidnapping, perjury committing weirdos that decided to kidnap my daughter and do evil stuff? I decided against it, and I found out that you can actually get free legal help, and my free lawyer, provided by the Taiwanese government, God bless them for that, was an exceedingly righteous and sweet lady that really stood up and spoke beautiful things in the courtroom and defended the situation. Anyway, I'm getting off track here, but long story short, the CIA is useless, and there may be some good people working in it, but they're not there for the good interests of the American people around the world, let alone the people of those countries in which they are embedded around the world. And I've been around the world, and I've dealt with these people. Now, God is going to bring justice, and he's going to come back, and he's going to cause all the darkness to be revealed, and the light. So many people can't stand the light coming into their lives. We need the light. I ask for Jesus's light to come and shine. Not just his light, but the fire of God to burn off all the stuff that is negative, the stuff that is useless, the stuff that is not going to help us through the end time, because we're about to go into a marathon, a 7-year marathon called the Reign of the Antichrist, leading up to the Battle of Armageddon. And that could start any minute, but it may not start this year or next year. It just looks like it will any second, you know. It kind of needs to start soon. In fact, I remember about 5 years ago thinking, is this viable? Should we be talking about the end time? I mean, we're getting close to 2030, and the prophecy about Israel being established and that Christ's return needs to come within the generation of a man, which is 80 years plus 1950, pretty much 1949. So basically 2030 is the date, is the generation that Jesus cursed the fig tree. And he said, you know, well, what did Jesus say? What is that prophecy? We need to revisit this whole thing about Jesus coming back within a generation of Israel being established. We need to revisit that. But it really looks like the way that the deep state is operating, like it has to take place in this vicinity of time. And it looks like they're on a timestamp or a time date or a time crunch or something. Like they have to do this. They have to lock down. They have to wage war with Russia. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Kamala Harris. It's not even the George Soros clip where he's like,
The 30 meters sound
and it's just so awkward, so painful to listen to. It's a giant speech with like multi-billionaires and huge world controllers listening to their god George Soros, and he's just death croaking on the mic. Like, whose idea was it to put George Soros like that on the mic? Listen to the clip. I did a pretty good job. Come on. I mean, that's pretty much what he sounded like. But you can listen to the clip too if you want. Literally sounded like that. talking about like global warming, whatever, rising sea levels, whatever lies. I mean, he's just like his brain is trying he's flubbing out, trying to get to those lies. And meanwhile, we have coherent leaders like Putin, like read his speech. I put it on the Telegram, Spirit Force Telegram, faithbucks.com, Telegram, right there. Coherent leadership exists. Civilized communities and civilizations, I should say, and nation states exist, just not in America. I live in one of the most heavily drugged out, drug bombed places in the nation. And believe me, there is a resistance. But half the people you talk to, everything they tell you about, they turn around and they look at you in the eye and they tell you about how they portioned out some CBD THC gummies. Ooh, like that's what's important. Yeah, great. Don't you have kids? Okay, gummies. Great. What? Drugs? Really? Everywhere I go, every other person I talk to here, it's like a zombie movie. Maybe you guys that live in America for a long time, you think it's normal. Well, not for me. I've lived in Asia since 2001. I've been going to Japan, China, Taiwan. I talk to people that are interested, that are focused on their studies. They're extremely sober, like too much so in some ways. And you're talking about like the like very fine-tuned differences in Chinese words and American ideograms and whatever. And then you go back to America and it's like, duh, and our leaders are like, Joe Biden, and Kamala Harris, the United States of America. Let me repeat myself. The United States of America. And who cares what she says? It's all fake. It's all lies. It's all garbage. And these other countries are like, wow, these are your leaders? Yeah, we have to fight. And they're kind of laughing and chuckling behind the scenes, too. They're like, yeah, you guys aren't ready for nuclear war. But we're losing hundreds of thousands of our people in this war. And America, like, hello, you guys gonna wake up? You gonna get control of your election system soon? Hello, America. No, because we are on a timeline, we are on a schedule, and the Antichrist needs to rise soon for the next stage to really roll through. And the next stage, what it needs first is the unplugging of the West. So you see these train derailments and you see like, oh, more food plants exploded. And, oh, you know, we can't control. China has like giant EMP balloons going over the country all the time, everywhere. EMP balloons, which basically take out all of our electrical infrastructure wherever one of those things go off. So they're probably just rolling those over like all the time, like just okay, when it's time we'll just push a button and all those balloons will launch an EMP attack. You won't have any infrastructure. And George Soros also says, or Klaus Schwab says, you will obviously shy the lockdowns. It's all being prepared. And yeah, more lockdowns via whatever new Marburg virus, horrible viruses and virus bombs. So get ready for that. I saw somebody at Best Buy wearing a mask. I was like, oh my gosh, there's still some people who believe in it. Like, ooh, there's still some like clingers, mask clingers. I will take off this mask unless you take it from my cold, dry fingers from my dead body. Clinging to the cult knowledge of masks protect. Of course, they're like in their 20s, too. They're like, just, my mask is so good. My teeth are falling out, but my mask is so good. So the timeline is that the nukes come for a short time, and then the Man of Peace shows up, and he is not good, and he is very authoritative. He is very coherent. Listen to Vladimir Putin's speech and the upcoming Xi Jinping speech. As much as Winnie the Pooh is a big poo, he is a leader. He's a dictator. He's smart. He's calculating. He's ambitious and very strong, and his words are calculated, as opposed to Biden.
We stand for freedom, and the freedom is the freedom that sets people free for freedom. And Ukraine is free, and the freedom for Ukraine is free for all people who are free.
Meanwhile, Ukraine is like slaughtering the Ukrainian Orthodox churches and anybody that doesn't go along with the regime. And they have like Nazi swastikas and all their battalions. And it's just like total decimation and evil and garbage and nasty. And Hunter Biden all over these bioweapon labs with children being experimented on. It's just evil. And it's just like,
Ukraine is free. You're freedom for Ukraine is free. Free.
And I think that's also on purpose to make other countries. It's the signal, like, please invade America now. We have no leadership. Nice Americans who are coherent are also kind of neutered and unable to fight back. Please take over America now. Go and watch Henry Groover's prophecies about China, like, invading the coasts with no resistance. Like, just come in here. Because our leadership is like, dear, anybody come into America? Just, it's almost a joke, but it's actually happening. But America falling is not the end of the world, guys. America falling is a wake-up call for all the sleepy Americans. Myself included sometimes. I mean, I get inundated with entertainment and distractions and finances and whatever. Legal battles. Oh, I got to go... punch the people that punched me and hurt me and whatever, legal things. Jesus says, let him that takes your cloak have another cloak. Do not pay back evil for evil, but God will judge. And I just talked to a Cherokee Indian today in North Carolina in the Smoky Mountains, Cherokee Indian Territory. Probably all of this. In fact, I live in a place where they used to water their horses. The horses used to drink from the streams where I live near. And now my goats drink from those streams. My goats hear my voice. A stranger they shall not follow. If you love me, feed my chickens. Okay, I'm blaspheming. Maybe. To some people. Not to Jesus. He knows I'm joking. Those that will, who of you who have lost one rabbit amongst your 99 on the Sabbath will not go out and fetch that rabbit? I do have actually one out of my 5 rabbits running free. Somehow she's still alive. I just introduced a male rabbit to the little harem of white rabbits. So I've got 3 or 4 white rabbits, and the male is thinking about impregnating those females, and we shall see. I shall have to expand their hutches. I shall have to build bigger chicken coops to accommodate the incoming chickens that are coming soon. Not about survival, not about anything, but just I enjoy it. It's really fun, and it feels meaningful to have chickens, to have rabbits, to have goats. And I'll be also caring for my sister's trout, the ducks, the sheep, and next door neighbor has donkeys. So that's a lot of species of different breeds of things. But that's my life, and it's really lovely. And babies, children, in-laws, family, siblings, fathers, missionary friends. Anyway, I've got to run. It's actually running late. I've I've got to take care of some stuff tonight. I'm going to record another transmission to be posted very soon. But look, America being taken down is not the end of all you know. It's just the end of, well, maybe what Americans know. But there will come an end to the selfish, materialistic Hollywood, fast food, entertainment life. And it will be replaced with a repentant and a seeking for God, his face, and miracles, followed by America won't really probably have much to do with this. So if you want to be a part of the end time church, like maybe get involved now, and God might lead you to get like a couple passports and get some friends with sailboats, and you might be witnessing in other countries and going around the world, teleporting. But America is very sick. It's very not going too many places. If you actually go out and meet normal people on the streets of America, it's not good. But the rest of the world is coherent and is paying attention and will see the Antichrist rise happen. America may be Hunger Games with districts, with like the talk show with the Hunger Games, like people wearing way too much makeup and super fancy clothes and ultra fancy hair saying, well, the Ohio derailment disaster was definitely caused by Trump. And by the way, those people are all Trump people and they deserved it. And just nasty. And they said the word district. It's a Trump district. Well, I want to see the end time church arise. I want to see the people of God arise. And I want to be a part of that and help facilitate the end time church and to be the end time church and to be a part of whatever God is going to do, because he is going to do a lot. He's going to lead us through the darkness. Just by facing him and receiving the light and being the light, we will be shining beacons in the darkness. So consider yourself that today, wherever you go, a beacon of light shining to those who are in darkness. My Cherokee Indian friend told me that several people in her life who were extremely negative and abusive died. One of them last night, one of them earlier in the year. And that it's like a sense of cleansing of, well, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. But very evil people that come into your life that try to destroy you and do evil things and lie about you and whatever, they themselves will be judged by God, and God may judge them temporarily in this life. And you may see that happen. And I'm seeing it happen in this valley, in this area of the Smoky Mountains. And I think, wow, we are about to see. And I told her, I looked at her and I said, looked her in the eye and I said, I believe God is about to do some kind of a revival thing here, because he's cleansing out the sin and the garbage and the evil and the darkness. The Jezebel spirit is being cleansed out. So pray for us here in North Carolina. I'm hardly aware that I'm in North Carolina or even America. I'm on planet Earth. I'm a globetrotter. And I regularly tune into you guys in Texas, Austin, Texas, California, Portland, other countries, Europe, Asia, Middle East. And we are on a planet that is heading for a mock destruction, because the Antichrist isn't the one that destroys the earth. God is. God is the one who burns the earth with fire and then recreates it as a perfect Eden planet. The Antichrist is a fake. He's an AI copycat artist that can't create anything on his own. Satan is so jaded and so yucky and so poopy that all he can do is take from you and take your ingenuity and your genius, your brilliance. And while he says you're stupid, you're nothing, you're garbage, he's taking all your ideas and he's using those ideas and he's building his system. So don't believe the lies. And remember, we're going into the millennium ASAP. The Antichrist system is a blip on the radar. Jesus comes back. Battle of Armageddon. Boom, boom, boom. Lake of fire for the false prophet. All the people who took the mark of the beast. Do not get Neuralink. Do not get Neuralink. Start untethering from your phone, from Google, from Facebook. Delete Facebook from your phone. Get rid of the garbage. Get out of the garbage. You may sometimes feel lonely when you open your phone and there's no Facebook on it. You're like, what am I doing on my phone? Yeah, you have to type it in a website. Check the news on a website. Ooh, you might have to actually bookmark things and check on those websites.
But the Facebook told me what to think and what to look at all the time.
Well, Facebook is evil. I've lost close friends because of Facebook. If I had never used Facebook, I may still have friends that the AI told me to look at their posts and comment and offend them. Trigger happy. Get out of the Facebook gulag. Hallelujah. Heaven is opening. Jesus Christ, more Jesus, the heavenly culture, spirit helpers, the wildcats of heaven, Archathon, huge giant spaceships that God powers with his own energy from the cross of recreation and deletion of sin. Unending. You want to talk about free energy? How about the cross of Christ, the Golgotha protocol, his energy powering us up, enabling us to do impossible things, to travel in the spirit, to love everybody, to forgive everybody, and to enjoy and to return to nostalgic purity and innocence. Hallelujah. I love y'all. I got to run. Sitting here at the truck stop, this happy-go-lucky local good old boys and gals just walking around. Pretty funny. You know, America has a lot of good in it. I don't want to like damn America, but we have lost control of the government, and it may be that Putin comes in and nukes a few cities and the whole country repents. I think there's already a repentance happening. Expect more repentance. Expect more revival. Prepare your city for revival. Think about who might help facilitate and lead a revival in your town. Amen. Be a part of that. God bless you guys. Stay tuned for more Jesus stuff. And read your Bibles. God is in control. The enemy is a farce. Love y'all. Bye-bye.